لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله يأمركم أن تؤدوا الأمانات إلى أهلها وإذا حكمتم بين الناس أن تحكموا بالعدل إن الله نعم ما يعظكم به إن الله كان سميعا بصيرا صدق الله العظيم وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا لا إيمان لمن لا أمانة له وكما قال صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم Respected elders and beloved brothers in Islam, amongst the ayat with regards to success, in the opening verses of the 18th para, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about one group of people, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِأَمَانَاتِهِمْ وَعَهْدِهِمْ رَعُونَ, that those who carry out their amanat, their trust, in a good manner, and they fulfill their trust, then undoubtedly they are for amongst the successful ones. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of various groups of people that are successful, and one group is those who carry out their amanat. Unfortunately, in today's time, you find how often we hear this statement that I trusted this person, I placed my complete reliance upon this person, I thought him to be a truthful person, I placed my entire business in his hands, I placed all my belongings by him, and I thought he will carry it out, he is a trustful person, he is a truthful person, and I could trust him, but unfortunately he betrayed me. And this is a very, very common statement we hear nowadays. This is totally contrary to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wherein Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions that ala la imana liman la amanata la. That behold, be careful, beware. Sahaba mentioned that Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to mention this regularly after a bayan, after delivering a speech. Nabi Akram sallallahu used to mention that be careful. There is no iman for that person who has no amanat in him, who has no trust in him, who does not carry out his trust properly. This person has no iman. Such severe warnings were given in carrying out a trust or fulfilling a trust that a person has been entrusted with. You find that Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even prior to Islam and even prior to being granted the mantle of Nubuwwat, Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam was granted this title of Al-Amin and As-Sadiq, the trustworthy person and the truthful person. This was what attracted the kuffar towards Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We find that after Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam was granted Nubuwwat, and now they turned against Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they caused a lot of hardship and difficulty to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because of which Nabi Asad wa salam was literally driven out of Makkatul Mukarrama. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam made hijrah, then despite them causing so much of harm, and despite them causing so much of difficulty to the believers left most of their possessions in Makkah when they made hijrah to Madinah Munawwara. But Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not forget the amanat that was placed upon him. Many of the kuffar, despite them not liking Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, still placed their belongings as safekeeping by Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam appointed Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu that after I make hijrah, all these belongings that I have, go and give it to the rightful owners and return it to the rightful owners. Such was the emphasis that Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam placed in returning the amanat and the trust to the rightful owners. As an elders, we understand amanat to wherein we are entrusted with something, we borrow something of someone, and to return it, that in its place definitely is the meaning of amanat. But there are many other meanings of amanat also. In one hadith, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that al-majalisu bil-amana. A gathering is conducted with amanat, with trust. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam further explains that if a person tells you anything, anything is mentioned to you, and after that the person that is mentioning to you looks around to ensure that nobody else heard what was mentioned to you. In other words, whatever he mentioned was in total confidence, but he did not even tell you that this is in confidence. He just looked around to see that nobody else heard this. Then automatically this is regarded as amanat, and it is incumbent upon a person not to spread the information that was given towards him. We find, unfortunately, in today's time, this is also a very common problem, that wherein amanat is being discussed, confidential information is being discussed, but we do not keep it confidential. We begin dispersing that information, and very soon that information becomes viral. As you mentioned, that the walls have ears nowadays. That even though there was nobody in that room besides two people, but that information, confidential information, is not kept as a trust anymore. This falls directly in the curses and the warnings mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that ayatul munafiqi thalafun, that the signs of a hypocrite are three. إذا حدث كذب, when he speaks lies. وإذا وعد أخلف, when he takes a promise, then he goes against his promise. وَإِذَا أَتُمِنَ خَانَ, and when he is given anything as a trust, as amanat, then he betrays the trust. We find that in the hadith of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes mention of a person amongst the Bani Israel who went, he was in financial difficulty, he needed to borrow some money. So he goes up to another person to borrow money from him. So this person tells him, the person that he's borrowing from tells him that you are borrowing this. Do you have any guarantee? Do you have any guarantor? Well, firstly he inquires from me, do you have any witness? So he says that I do not have any witness, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is my witness. So this person tells him, yes, I understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a witness, but do you have anything further than that? He says, no, I do not have anything further than this. Thereafter he inquires from him, do you have any guarantor? He says that وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ وَكِيلًا, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient for me as a guarantor. So he says, yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient as a guarantor, but do you have anything further than that? He says, no, I do not have anything further than this. So this person trusts him and lends him the 1,000 dinar, the 1,000 gold coins, just by him using the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a guarantor, as a witness. A time passed and the due date came for him to return that money. This person that borrowed money lived on the other side of the river, and he could not find any conveyance to come back and pay the money. So he waited on the side of the river and he's looking for something that he can use to go, but he was unable to do it. And he makes dua for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah, using your name, I took this loan, and I cannot find anything to go and pay it off. I cannot find any means of transport to go and pay it off. I have the money with me. Saying this, he takes a bark, a wood, a piece of wood, he makes a hole inside it, and he places these coins inside. And thereafter he places it on the river, and with the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this bark was able to travel to the other side of the river. And on the other side of the river, this person that lent the money, he was waiting there in anticipation of the person to come and pay back the loan. And he waited the entire day. After he became despondent, he sees this piece of bark in the river. So he takes it, thinking to himself that I might use it for some firewood. When he goes home, he opens it up, he cuts it up, and he sees that this money is inside it. After a while, this person that lent the money, he again came up with an amount that he could pay back, and he found some means of transport, so he goes back to look for that person that he borrowed the money from. And after finding him, he goes and tells him that here's the money that I had borrowed from you. So this person that borrowed the money tells him that, tell me something, on the due date, when the due date arrived, did you do this, place the money in this wood, etc.? So he said, yes. So he said that, would your intention, would your good intention of carrying out the amanat, the trust, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made it such that this money had reached me and you are absolved from your debt, I have been repaid in full, alhamdulillah. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that man akhada amwal al-nasi yuridu ada'aha, that the person who takes the wealth of people, he borrows some money, or he takes any wealth from people or goods in order to pay that person back, whatever other way he's owing any person, and the intention in his heart is that how I must pay this back. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it such that it will become easy for him to pay it back, no matter how difficult and how high and how much of money he's owing. But he has his intention, he has a good and clean intention that I need to pay it back. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it easy for him. And on the other hand, a person who has evil intention in his heart, yuridu itlafa, his intention is to do the person down and to fall short on his payment, to make it hard for the next person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it such that it will become difficult for him to pay it back. Such is the severe warnings in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Coming back to the incident, Hazrat Abu Hurairah, the narrator of the hadith, he mentioned that after Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa mentioned this incident, the Sahaba began discussing that which of the two people was more trustworthy and was more honorable in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the person that placed the money in the bark and the bark raises person, or the person that received the money and he was honest and he told the other person that I received the money and you do not have to pay me back. And Hazrat Abu Hurairah mentions that it became such that they began debating among themselves till their voices became raised. This was their enthusiasm in a person carrying out amanat dari. You find in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi Akrim sallallahu mentions that a time will come upon this ummah when amanat will be snatched away from the people to such an extent that a person who is trustable, a person who has amanat dari in him, will be regarded as a strange person. And he will be removed from his post on account of his amanat dari. People will look down upon him. Friends and elders, how true is this? We find that in many, many positions, that if a person does not toe the line and be dishonest and be unjust and unruly, he is removed from his position, and a person who has no trust is placed in that position in order for him to toe the line. A time will come when people will begin discussing that in such and such town, in such and such place, there is a person that has amanat dar, he is a trustful person. Such is the warnings meted out in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding carrying out a trust and regarding betraying a person's trust. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that if a person guarantees me 6 things, I guarantee him Jannah. A person guarantees me 6 things, I guarantee him Jannah. The first is a person guarantees me that he will always speak the truth. Secondly, if he takes a promise, then he fulfills his promise. Thirdly, if he is trusted with anything, entrusted with anything, anything is given to him as amanat, then he carries out that trust. Fourthly, the person, he will safeguard his eyes. Fifthly, he will safeguard his private parts from haram, and he will safeguard. Sixthly, he will safeguard his hands from harming any person. So if a person guarantees protection from these 6 things, I guarantee this person Jannah. You find that even in the ayat of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention regarding what is required from a person, a staff, a worker, with regards to amanat dari. We find in the incident of Musa alayhi salam, when Musa alayhi salam left Egypt and he was going towards Madian, as he reached Madian, he enters this town despondent, with no belongings. As he approaches this well, Quran mentions that walamma warada ma amadyana wajada alayhi ummatan minan nasi yasqun wa wajada min dunihim imra'atayn tadudan, that he saw that the people were taking their animals and feeding water to their animals, making their animals drink the water, and he sees these two young girls, they are standing from a distance. So he goes up to them and he inquires from them that what is the matter. قال ما خطبكما قال تعالى نسقي حتى يزدر الرعاء وابونا شيخ كبير فسقالهما ثم تولى الى الظل فقال ربي اني لما انزلت الي من خير فقير. Then he goes up to them and inquires from them, what is the matter? They say that we will have to wait for everybody to go, and thereafter we will be able to make our animals drink. So Musa alayhi salam goes and assists them, and they make their animals drink, and they also make mention to Musa alayhi salam that our father is an elderly person, referring to the Nabi of Allah, Hazrat Shuaib alayhi salam. These girls thereafter go to their father, Hazrat Shuaib alayhi salam, and the father inquires from them that you have returned very, very early today, contrary to the normal time that you usually return. So they explain to their father that this is what occurred. And they mention to their father regarding Musa alayhi salam. So thereafter their father instructs them that go and call this person. فَجَاءَتْ إِحْدَاهُمَا تَنْشِي عَلَى اسْتِحْيَاءِ قَالَتْ إِنَّ أَبِي يَدْعُوكَ لِيَجْزِيَكَ أَجْرَ مَا سَقِيتَ لَنَا. That they go and call Musa alayhi salam, and they tell Musa alayhi salam that our father is calling you so that he may recompense you for the help and assistance that you have given us. Thereafter, Musa alayhi salam comes by Shuaib alayhi salam, and Quran mentions about the quality that Musa alayhi salam possessed. Then one of the girls told Hazrat Shuaib alayhi salam that قَالَ يَا أَبَدِ اسْتَأْجِرُ إِنَّ خَيْرَ مَنِ اسْتَأْجَرْتَ الْقَوِيُّ الْأَمِينَ. Then, oh my father, take him, employ him. Why? إِنَّ خَيْرَ مَنِ اسْتَأْجَرْتَ الْقَوِيُّ الْأَمِينَ. He possesses two qualities. One quality he possesses is that he is a very strong person. Mufassirin explained that the reason how they found out that Musa alayhi salam was a strong person is that he lifted up the cover of the well, which normally takes 10 strong people to lift up. Musa alayhi salam himself lifted up the cover of that well. Thereby they realized the strength of Musa alayhi salam. And Amin, he is a trustworthy person. He is an amanatdar person. How they found this out? When Musa alayhi salam was walking with these girls, then instead of them leading the way for Musa alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam walked in front of them. And Musa alayhi salam told them that you'll guide me if I need to turn right, take a stone and throw it to the right hand side. If I need to turn left, take a stone and throw it to the left. Such trustworthiness Musa alayhi salam had, and like that they guided him and he went to Hazrat Shuaib alayhi salam. So they mentioned that if these two qualities are found in a person, then this is a perfect employee that a person can have. You find that amanatdari in the workplace is very, very important. There are three ways that a person can steal from his employer. One is a person steals money. He might take money from the till or collect money from the customer and keep it in his pocket, etc. The second way is he can steal goods, items that have been sold in the shop. This we all know about. But the third way that a person can steal also from his employer, and this requires a great amount of amanatdari, is with regards to stealing time. If a person is employed from 8 to 4, it is his duty and his responsibility to be at that place of employment in that appointed time. If he arrives late, or in that time that he is working, he does things that are not allowed from him. What is his job requirements? He does something else. Perhaps he's sleeping at work, or perhaps he is doing his own things. He is using his cell phone and he is talking with people that are not required to be spoken to during his working hours. He is unjust in his time. He does not fulfill his time correctly. This is also one form of theft. And another way is that person is working, but he unlawfully and unjustly uses the wealth of his master. Perhaps he is using the electricity in the business place. Perhaps he is using the phone in the business place. Perhaps he is using other things for his own use, which are not permitted for him to use. Or he has no permission to use it. This is also regarded as unjust and wrongful. And a person is betraying the trust that has been entrusted upon him. May Allah Ta'ala protect us. May Allah Ta'ala save us. And together with that, friends and elders, another form of amanatdari and trustworthiness is this body that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has given us. That inna Allah ashtara min al-mu'minina anfusahum wa amwalahum bi anna lahum al-jannah. This body, this entire body that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has given us is an amanat upon us. It belongs to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. It is upon us to utilize this body in a correct way and not to use it in the obedience of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala and to refrain from using it in the disobedience of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Together with that, every second of our life is also amanat. Nabi Akram also mentioned in the hadith that laysa tahassaru ahlu al-jannati al-jannata, that the people, the inhabitants of Jannat, they will not have any regret, any remorse, because Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has already blessed them with Jannat. But one remorse, one regret they will have, that illa ala sa'atin marrat بها لم يذكر الله تعالى فيها. That every second that we spend in our lives, we did not spend it in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every second, every moment of our lives that passed, and we did not spend it in the consciousness and the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this will be a regret. Even those in Jannah will have. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us His life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us health. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us wealth. Each and every one of these commodities, each and every one of these bounties and ni'mats are entrusted upon us, and it is amanat upon us. It is upon us to carry out in the correct way. And friends and elders, together with that, this ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is also an amanat upon us. It is a responsibility. Inna aradana al-amanata ala samawati wal-ard wal-jibali fa-bayla yahmilnaha wa ashfaqna minha wa hamalaha al-insan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed it as an amanat upon us. This ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, friends and elders, one is securing our Jannat, one is securing our Akhirat. Together with that, this, the fikr and the concern of the Akhirat of the humanity should be our fikr and concern also, that our each ummati of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is safe on the fire of Jahannam and in the Jannat. May Allah give us the tawfiq of bringing about this complete realization in our lives. Wa akhiru da'ana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.